Okay, good morning, good afternoon, whatever. We're holding here in Perek Tasvav. Perek Basis Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelek Olam Haba, Ve'el Sheinam Chelek Olam Haba. Ha'oyim Me'in Tchias Meisim Min HaTera, Me'in Torah Min HaShemayim Va'Pikoyers. Ha'vekivoy Ma'af HaKor B'Sfarim Chitzenim, Aloich Yisrael HaMaka. Ve'oyim Me'kol HaMachla Shesam Mitzrayim La'osim Alecha K'nei Shem HaFecha. So you have a very famous Mishnah in Kol Yisrael, and it says everybody's Chayim Haba, except for people that do the following. Bir Mishnah says Koshimoid. Ich iskir al dvorim akir b'sron tzayim alosha maka, al shatan le iskir as a kushatzuma. In other words, we're talking here about Olam Haba. That's the essence of the Schar Vainish. There is a hierarchy of Averis in the Torah, with Chamuris and Kulas, etc. And this is a list of random things over here. It's kind of, you know, here and there, Leuchish Alamaka, it's wrong, it's an Averim, but I mean, how does this whole thing come together? So obviously there's a klal here, there's something here that we're missing, that's the Tzara Shav of all of it. Okay. So the first point the Maral puts down, and this is normal for this is the way he explains these things is we're not talking here about schar v'onish per se. In other words, how much mitzvahs or what type of averis and so on. We're talking about a person being shayach to a musik that's called Olam Haba. And if you're not shayach to Olam Haba, then it's not possible to give it to you. It's like, imagine somebody they make a prize in a school that whoever behaves the best is going to go hear a concert. And the boy that does best has to be someone who's deaf. So, he technically should be getting the prize, but it's not a prize that he's getting. He's not shayach to it. So these are inyanim that Chazal said are specifically mafkia olam haba from a person. So he's going to explain each one of these why and what. Min advarim shem dun lekoil shlo yiknon shem adrege rakim mucha shem adrege. The only way to get a madrege is if a person is shayach to it. Umikolshkein imhu misnag legamres madrege shem roi shiknosa. Certainly, if the person's own personality is the polar opposite of it, it certainly won't get it. Ulefikach, kashinu chachamim mechus madregas olam haba, amru, eilu shenem chelk olam haba, v'zeh. So olam haba it's called a different world. It's not schar va'inish per se. It's olam haba. It's a different mitzias, and a person needs to be able to fit into that mitzias. So he says the klal is in everything. One thing is you need to have the one who makes Olam Haba, the one who creates Olam Haba, knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'zeo echad. Hasheni Olam Haba atzmoy, shenimtza min ha'ilo shu ha'poil, Olam Haba itself is Hasheni. The person has to be fit for it. So in other words, a person's ma'isim can't exclude HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that he is the essence of Olam Haba. It can't exclude the etzim essence of Olam Haba and the person himself. And he'll go through all these three things. So let's understand a little bit this point over here. We tend to think of Tchias HaMeisim as being sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a schar and it's mechayim meisim. That's why we tend to think of Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim really is it's a mitzias pnimius in the person that mitzad the person's etzem mohus he shayech to live forever. I want to give a little bit of a mashal, far mashal, but I think it's helpful. Imagine you, somebody has, I'm going to use a word that you're probably not familiar with, a tape recorder. And a person has things recorded on the tape. So the tape and the recorder, at some point, disintegrate. Every machine falls apart, and tapes, after a certain amount of time, their quality deteriorates. The information on it, be'etzem is shayach to forever, and you can move it from tape to tape. Same with computer information. You can have on your computer information, and then that information, it's the computer itself at some point, it just breaks down, but the information on it is transferable. Because information per se doesn't disintegrate. The medium can disintegrate, but the information disintegrates. So now, let's take something different than that. Imagine you have a toy gragger of sorts, something that makes noise or whatever. So the child makes a lot of sounds with it, bangs it, plays music on it, whatever he does, and then it breaks. So that breaks and the tape recorder breaks. But there's a big difference in a play, you know, in an instrument. The music from the instrument is the instrument. And therefore, if the instrument is broken, that music is gone. You could play music similar to it, but it has no shaykhs to the music that was there batsim. In a computer or a tape recorder, you have information stored on the medium. And the information itself is technically eternal, whereas the vehicle is not. If a person deheres, Tchias HaMeisim is not just a reward. Tchias HaMeisim is the result of the understanding, the result of the mitzias that the etzem chiyus ha'adam, the pnimius ha'adam is nitzchi, whereas the vehicle is gone. So Tchias HaMeisim is a certain tfisa in what is the person and what is just the vehicle for it. A person who's koif in Tchias HaMeisim, their hair is a person like a piano. Piano plays beautifully, piano gets broken, it's not playing. You can make a new piano and it looks like the other one and it'll play, but you're not bringing back the old piano to life. It's gone. The sounds and the music was part of it. So the Havana of Tchias HaMeisim is a Havana that separates Chiyus from the vehicle. And Be'emes, down deep, the Kfira Klapi, a person of the scientists, etc. I mean, the secular scientists, I mean, the secular people who are Koifes Chavoynish, more than a disbelief in a Gehenna and Olam Haba, their disbelief is really in that Adam has a mitzias be'etzem that surpasses his physical body. Okay, by the way, if you want to know, you know, kfira knows no bounds. So that the simple logical kfira, so to speak, is the kfira that there's no the person ends with his body, and that's at least it's a reasonable thing. I was in an Orthodox shul a few weeks ago. They had some sort of a the hall was somebody made a simcha there, whatever, and I was sitting in one of the side rooms in the chapel, and there is over there a plaque for dogs and cats that people Leilenu lost. And there's a poem there about how Lasad Lavoi, they're reunited in the Yom Shekula Toivim Nucha Chayalamim, they're reunited with their dogs and cats. So, you know, it's come full circle when you have that also. You know, to me, it's bar. There's no dogs on Haba, because for me, that would be Gehenim. So Lemais, it's very, very clear that that can't be a Metzias like that. But it's very touching. It's actually very, very touching about, the poem is touching. If it wouldn't be so ridiculous, it's about, the dog going to Olam Haba and being taken care of and nurtured to health, so on and so forth, but he still misses somebody. And then one day he sees him far and comes running, yelping and frisky and vechulu, and they were united, and together they cross over the bridge to Yom Shekul HaTayf. It's tragic how, So he says over here, this is I think how he segued into it. All a Torah means Torah is, so to speak, the book of describing a Metzias Ruchnias. It's not a Tosefes to this world, because some of the mitzvahs are Tosefes to this world, Gzela, Gneva, etc. Some of the mitzvahs have no shaykhs to this world. The chukim are no shaykhs to this world, but they are they are the chukim of a different world. And b'meila, if a person doesn't believe in termina shemayim, then there is no other world. It's if you don't believe in termina shemayim, means that the Torah is a description of a great life within the context of this world. And b'meila, he's lacking a Havana, a tfisa of something beyond this world. But oid, koilem abo chayim en nitzchim, v'kash ein kan, v'kash ein toy kan nitzchim, d'chsiv ki chayech v'erich yamecha. U'lekach ha-toyri etzal haba. So Torah, besides being a means, like a mitzvah, to do something, Torah itself is the chayech v'erich yamecha. V'chein apikoyres, ki apikoyres hu mi sheina mamin sheish kan ilo v'sibu rishayna. U'lefikach nikra apikoyres l'osha hefke, ke'ena lov oil Hashem yisoch shu sibu rishayna, v'zeh adei minus. So the person's apikoyres doesn't believe that there's a shayrish or a makar, and b'meila, there's no makar for any chalois. If the world is explainable mineyu bei, there's no makar on haba. Om Haba emanates from something outside this world. And if there is no such world, then there's not going to be, if there's no ilah, there can't be anything beyond it. It's sort of, it's a hemshech of the point we said before, that there is no world outside of this world that is connected to this world. This is an important piece. If somebody comes along and says there is an alternate universe someplace, that has all those and everything else, it's very possible. No idea, yes or no, but it's zicha, there's no transfer station between us and them. Why would there be? By the definition, if you're saying it's a parallel universe, parallel lines don't meet. That's almost the definition of the word parallel. If the world has an ila, means somewhere along the line, that metzias brought this metzias into being, so there is a chibur and a keshet. So all of these things are things that are hefech the tfisa of Olam Haba. U'mashom v'chazal eza pikoriz amvazes ha-chochem, o'y shemivazes ha-verifnei ha-chochem, rotzo lo'yma, kein tzor she-koyfe le-gam yos yivashon. So he says, the etzim sheirish ha-pikoriz is somebody who's koyfe ne-ila yivashon, the person that has the world as being self-explanatory. It doesn't require and other to understand it. But so Mishnah, the Chazal are telling you, Eza Pikaris means you don't need to be Koifa the Etzim Sheirish. Rak im in years Hashem Ponavin of Ol Shemaim, Levazis Achochom, Levazis Chaver of Netamet Chochom. Se Apikaris. Vidovaz a Prikas Oila Sibir Shoina. Ki Ilohoy Ol Shemaim Olovoy Nichnam in a Ilah, ומן אשר הם חכמיו. לא ימבזה תלמיד חכם, או שלא ימבזה חבר בפני תלמיד חכם, כי זהו גנאי לתלמיד חכם גם כן. ואמין אשר מכרתירו לרבי שם חכם, כי נאמין באיזה פסוק מפה וכמה, לפיגר כל זה נכלל בכלל אפיקורסה, נקרא אפיקורס. כאשר אין לו, אין כאן עולם הבא, שנמצא מאיתו עולם הבא, כך שיש מסלק מהם עולם הבא. Let's explain this last part about chachamim and so on. He speaks about being nichna between chachamim and so on. Let's give an understanding as to why that achna lies at the heart of understanding this concept of ilah and so on. Imagine the following. Imagine I'm having a vikuach with a very bright person. Somebody's much smarter than me. So if I'm reasonable, I could say chances are he's right. I could be scared to argue because I think he could muster enough arguments to counter me. But at the end of the day, I'm not nichna to him. In other words, there's no reason in the world why I have to accept what he said. Why do I have to accept what he said? Tachlis, you know, it's about a thing. And, you know, so he has a better chance of being right. So what? Imagine the following. I'm translating somebody's book, somebody's speech, and the person taps me on my shoulder and says, that's not what I meant. So it would be a little bit silly for me to say, yeah, but what I'm saying is much better than what you're saying. I mean, that's not a translator. That's not, that's not a maturgum. If my job is to say over what you're saying, then the pshat is, you know, Rebbe Lashana Rebchia Minola. If you don't have it, that then if it's not in your words, then it has no more in my words. If the tfisa of a Ribbono Shel Olam and the gili of his chachma is merely a very important player in the world, so chachamim achachamim, and with all, I can be smart and say mistamadeh, right? But the word achna has no makom over there. Masha einkein if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma is the sheirish of all. And whatever is not true there is not true in any other form. And his chachamim are where they flow into this world from. And it's through the chachamim that his words come to us. Then, you know, if then hachnot or chacham is correct. The reason when we speak about in Torah, the deference to Rishonim Mashal. So Chazal, the Gemara, and Mishnah, the widely accepted has a din of Chasimus Beznagadl. Chasim Shagas Kedu, but the Rav Chanan writes, and that seems to be the more common accepted version of it. But when we talk about Rishonim, the Pshat is, we're not trying to compete on who has a better idea. We're trying to understand what is in Torah. So the Chachma of Torah that came to us flowed through the Rishonim. And it is no way we can circumvent that and use the Chachma we got from them to go back to that. So Kapanim, the Hachna to Chacham includes the Havan and the Tfisa that Chachma comes through Ila and so on. V'tucholema gam kein, ki oylam haba sheyach sodim v'kabla chiz ha-shem esporach ha-shum ha-shpi ha-chiz, Harigamkin Gimel Dvarim. You could so one havana is that the problem is mitzad, the where it comes from. Another one is it's the problem is the dashba of chius. Harigamkin Gimel Dvarim. Adam shechoyzid es chay ba'chius ba'Hashem yisbarach shemashpi achius ba'koyfe b'tchias ha'meisim she'ein ha'meisim chayim or is a koyfe she'ein kamikabla chayim. So those are all in Yanim about not only what life was, but what life could possibly be. Variation on whether we're talking about the Metzias now or the Metzias that will be. That's the two pshat. Finally, it's like this. Om nam Rebbe Kiva Yisiv Oichtai, V'rotza Bezer. Ki loy levad Elu gimel advarim, shem silu ka oylo maniv legamim kol vekol, rak af hanoitim alam haba lemina smoil never alam haba. Bezer shom akib af akoyer son chitzayin v'leich shalam maka. Ubi ozeh. Kisforim chitzayim sorim in atoyras emes, ki atoyim lamedas derech emes derech hayosha. Ve'ilu sforim achitzayim melamdim le'odom dvorim she'im be'mamish. Ve'dovezeu asorim in olam haba, ve'fat ma'in asich le'legambi. Ve'kashev koyre b'sforim achitzayim ve'im dvorim she'im be'mamish, ve'dovezeu asorim in olam haba, le'kach olam haba. Let's explain what he means over here. So he says, olam haba, le'mashal, I'll say over a Mulsa Harifa Halotta that the Welt says. The Welt says that Rebitzel Aponovich once asked Reb Chaim Briska, he was a contemporary of Chaim Briska, his Torah, Rebitzel Aponovich's Torah, is very Lamdish, and yet he was not Mefursim like Reb Chaim was Mefursim. So the Welt says they once met, and Rebitzel told him, everything you wrote in your Sefer is in my Sefer, and I have a lot more. So why did I not make it and you made it? To which he answered, because you have a lot more. In other words, when you add things that are not muchrach and not oisgehalten, then it's not the pshat you're adding the im loy hizik loy hoyel, im lahar loy hizik. It is hizik. In other words, When I teach a person true things, but also other things, then I'm taking away from it. It's not the pshat that I'm adding and you know, take it or leave it. The whole picture changes because I added other stuff also. Chayilum haba means a connecting to a certain emes. It's a pnimistic emes olam haba. It's a havana of what is pure ruchnius. If you add in yonim that are dvarim b'teilim, so your whole picture changes. And b'meila, it's kolamoysev gereah, because, so any hasaraf, Torah is pure emes. And a person who's dovik in pure emes is shayach tolam haba, because he's shayach to Torah and he's shayach to mitzias. Masha einkein, somebody who is, who has more than that, the whole picture is distorted, and b'meila it's a he's not shayach from haba. Reb Futner's Rebbe used to say, it says there's a, the Gemara will say sometimes on a parasha in the Torah, le'nichta le'nisha davar zeh elu mipnei davar shemischadish bo. The reason why the Torah repeats a parasha is because the something was mischadish. So yes, the obvious. So just say the piece that was mischadish. So Reb Futner said, when you have an added piece, the whole thing takes on a different surah. And b'meila, it's a new parasha when you have a davar shenischadish bo. That's the way Rav said. But here, so lahav the other direction, when a person is oimid, when a person has the emes of Torah plus other stuff, then it's megarea.
What's the hagdara of sfarim chitzonim?
Good question.
Rambam writes that he there wasn't maniach avodah zarah, that he didn't learn and...
So that's no matter without this pshat, you still have the same problem. He's referring here to more, not even things that are bad, but things that don't have a mamoshes, in yonim that he feels have no atzmius of truth. It's somebody's idea which is not emes. I don't know. I don't know if he goes through specifically which in yonim, or maybe he does in. Maybe there's a position I got, I don't know. Like upon him, that's a question no matter what. But the chiddush here is, it doesn't have to be a precursus. It's things that are other. The answer to what you're asking me, right from Chloe, is it very much depends. I mean, the Rambam Halacha writes, the Rambam Paskin's Mishnah Torah, that a person should not, you know, the Harbik is Farim Chivru, you know, how to do the Aveda. And if a person says, maybe I'll go learn it, and so on and so forth, that's his leisas, and so on. As Ram writes, that he cannot, didn't leave over anything that he didn't see. So it really depends on the attitude. If a person is learning something to, like, lahoyrus lahovin, like it says, when a person is needs to understand why it's wrong, and what the Torah asks it, and so on, you're allowed to do kishuv, you're allowed to do all sorts of things to understand the halacha shabbat. The Rambam learned it in order to understand what the Torah said and why the Torah said and so on, to understand what's wrong, what's right. You know, if a person accepts it as an emes because the Chacham Zohar said so, that's where you get into this problem. But the Rambam held that he could be Boichen, what's Isai's Galp, what's Isai's Galpin, and Rambam felt he needed to do it. But the Rambam in Avodah Zarah's, in the Sifra Avodah Zarah's that he saw, he was Oymed on what he felt was the emes of Torah. Knows all the mitzvahs of the Torah came to counter certain inyanim of Avodah Zarah, and b'meila by understanding them, he's able to deherit. V'chein aloicha shal amaka hu mishtamish b'Torah ledavar shu hefek l'Torah. Sheti ha-Torah refu l'guf. Ki ha-Torah yusichli hu mishtamish b'Torah ledavar gufni. V'zeo ha-sara imalas ha-Torah sichli si gufni shu hefek ha-sichli. Now, So he says there's something fascinating which lies at the heart of, I guess, the conflict between the Misnagdish world, the Chassidish world. But Chassidim pushed a lot that Rebbes should do Maifsim, because that was considered Chizik and Emuna, so that you have people who are, you know, they have a problem, the Rebbe gives them a skula, whatever it is, he tells them to be mischazik in this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the other mitzvah, and that's mechazik Emuna. Our understanding is that that's megarea. I always have these mixed feelings, like comes Elul, so especially closer to Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows that the Ikra Avoid in Elul is to get onto the Sefer that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is going to read 2 hours before Shkia. That's the most important Avodah. The question is only whether Kupas Ayir or Varas Rabbanim or you know, some, which one is the one that gets you onto that Sefer. But that's clear. I always wonder, like, what's wrong with, why not say that the mitzvah tzedakah being merachim al abri, you know, on an ani, a kaddish baruch is merachim on you. What's wrong with doing it because that's what kaddish baruch wants us to do? It's 2 weeks of intensive effort hammering away. That, you know, I sometimes wonder if Chabad didn't infiltrate the literature world. I once heard, I was standing behind somebody many years ago. That's his show. There was an American, a frum fellow, a very fine fellow from Flatbush, sat in front of me. It was Matzi Shabbos, and he said he's going to eat Lava Malka because the Sapper Rebbe said that it's a big schooler against Yenem Machla. So he's going to eat Lava Malka. It also happens to be a Sifr Shacharuch kind of, like, you know, it's, so on the one hand, it definitely, people are Mekayim, people give a lot more. They want to, I heard the answer of Chaim Konievsky about all the advertisements for Kupas Ayir, and he said it goes in the get of Kaifan al Tzedakah. Yeah, you know, this is the way people give, so you use it as that. But it becomes as if the Hechetimtze is all for that. So I mean, it's the other way around. The Kaddish Baruch Hu puts pressure on us so that we shove Midarkein Arayim and we Mizdabit the Toiv. So of course, it's not a skula. It's like saying behaving in class is an antidote against Petch from the Rebbe. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is the other way around. Many, many years ago, so I was still living in Eretz Yisrael, friends of ours lived in Har Nof. Lo Leinu, they had a five or six-year-old kid who went off the tender from Cheder and he lost his thing under it. Whatever it is, the tender, Lo Leinu, ran him over, one Islam. Terribly, he was injured. I mean, they thought he was dead. Baruch Hashem is living, but he's severely injured. But one of my nephews in Hainov came home, and he told over the story with his tfisa. He said that there was a bear in Galeh, and he walked into the street when he was told not to, and a tender came and gave him a patch as a punishment for disobeying. That's be'erech, the way it sounds. We flip it around. Aloich shal makam means he takes the Torah and he says, because the gematria is in the psukim and everything like that, you can use it as a wonderful refuah. So all of Torah and all the tzedis is a means for it. It's very hard. The Pshutei Am have a very hard time understanding that the purpose of Kabbalah is not to do miracles. It's a havana amuka and tfisa in the Rebbe Shlomo's Darchei Hanhag in the world. There may or may not have been people that could do things with it, but it's not. Its purpose is not to do all sorts of shtick. Its purpose is, like I told Rav Hillel once said, like he used to teach Kabbalah to many people and gave it up, and he said, a person who has no gishmak in Baba Kama is certainly going to be bored of Kabbalah. It's seichel, it's havana, it's tfisa. So al kopanim, it's not something. So loyichas al marka is the opposite. He takes kinyonim ruchnim and turns them into some sort of physical thing. Because shehu noite min atayra sichel shalom haba or zinever alom haba. So it's amazing. You get the Litvish Apikairis who's busy reading philosophy, and the Chassidish Anitwit who's busy writing to his Rebbe for Seamus Akdashim so that to take up Shaila Kastira to ward off the mice. Basically, the Tachlis of all the mice and Tevim. This summer I was in Hungary. Yaakov, you want to put on the advertisement for the Poland trip this time? We were Shaila Kastira's caver. And it's astounding. They run a tremendous Akhasarakam there. And it's astounding when you realize here was a humble Yid whose house was open 24/7 for every single person who needed a place, every difficult person, everything. And when you think about the person's chesed and the person who he was and so on, it's a tremendous izbayinus. I was very nesayer, despite being a diehard Litvak, I was very, very moved by it. And it became that, if Shaila Kastira is to ward off mice, putting his picture as to ward off the mice. I haven't tried if it works or not, but even if it works, so you're taking a person you could learn from him, Hanhagas Adam, and making it a mousetrap, the glorified mousetrap. It's incredible.
It's for him, though. We saw Moifis for Abshiela when we were there.
Which Moifis was it?
Rorik Vittel.
Yes, I did. It's very hard not to believe in somebody who gave, who was available to everybody all the time. The Elo Shnei Dvar, Echad HaKoyer B'Sfar Mechit, Tzayin HaTzayin Lech Shalmaka, Eim HaSor Min HaTayir Yimin HaSmar. Ki HaKoyer B'Sfar Mechit, Tzayin Im Eina Mashav HaTayir Klal, Shul Mashav HaTayir Lo Yikoyer B'Sam HaTzayin HaShem B'Mamish, Vein Divya Havai, Aloich HaShalmaka Hefech Zeh, Shul Mashav HaYisav HaKeach HaTayir Afad Dvar Gufin Fus HaMaka, Vehoven Dvar Meilu V'Efshet Tem Zay Yoyse, Kedvar Mashar Mazlum Paya Mukimoyit. Vabashol Hoysif, HaHoygash, This point over here also dovetails what he said before. When a person, Olam Haba by definition is a ruchnistic world, which means we cannot associate it with anything that we have here in the physical world. Which means it's always going to be a p'china tzfuna. It's always going to be something that's not here. It's always going to be something that's beyond. Whatever I understand, it's the nekuda beyond my understanding. Hoyga Shem Yosef means I'm trying to reduce it to the physical letters. It's a taking the Shem Hashem that is be'etzim beyond tfisa and trying to move it into tfisa. That's the point of this. I want to finish. Once we're on the top of the one of the best Litvish stories from Leib Steyman. It's his chus that many of his stories are Litvish stories. A couple came to him once, and they wanted. I think they wanted to paint a house or something. They had money. Someone gave money to paint a house or something, and the wife said she's not sure if she wants to because she's afraid they're going to be missing the golden leg for the table, like it says in Chazal. You know, he got dinrim and shemayim, and they said they showed him it's chassid. They're going to be missing a golden foot off the table in Olam Haba. And Reb Leib Shlema said, "Amazing, amazing." He said, "A 90-year-old man is sitting in front of you, and he's trembling from the Gehenim that's waiting for him." And Baruch Hashem, there are couples in Klal Yisrael that are worried about the golden leg in the table of in Olam Haba. Amazing, he said. Very, very, you know,
I'll go there. I couldn't. That's one of the best stories I've heard, contemporary stories. Okay, any points, any questions, any...
I'm missing understanding in the whole basis of the Perek. The site for everything is that a person's belief will decide what he is going to be makabel. Like the Maral says, why is it like that? If I'm walking down the street and I don't believe that the sun is shining, it doesn't become dark. I mean, it doesn't change the reality. So why, when it comes to Olam Haba, is it different?
Okay, let's take a different example. You know, sometimes Shabbos or Yontif, there'll be a goyish, sometimes we'll have a long Yontif, our maid will come in and clean up a little bit, whatever it is. Or you're in a place like a hotel and you have a goyish, what's down that? And two people are sitting in the same place and they're two different worlds. I'm in a Shabbos mode. And for her, it's the having a party and so on. I mean, we're living two different realities. I always used to experience that when I used to teach Nesha Torah, I used to walk back home. Most of the time I used to walk back. So I used to walk through the shuk. And there would be a lot of tourists walking there. For me, this was the equivalent of my evening commute home. It was just another kind of, you know, mundane going through a shuk and it's that, you know, it was kind of routine, dreary, normal, so on. The tourists would be there, especially Goyish tourists. They would say, wow, just like back in time, we're in this never, never land of like the old time suk. And this, and that, and I would see them like gawking and being like in a different world. And I say, we're physically in the same place and we're two different worlds. When you're talking about a physical reality, yes, whether or not the sun hits you makes no difference if you believe in it or not. But if you don't have a tefisa in Shabbos, you can sit on the table and you're not Shabbistic. There's a meal with a party going on. And there's no and the sense that you have of Shabbos just doesn't exist, and the same is true with everything else. So a person who walks into a Beis Medrash, and he's used to learning and he's learned Shtark, and he walks in and he's mislabish with a certain avira, where the person who never stepped foot in Beis Medrash doesn't have that. There aren't a lot of people that are sitting and studying very, very noisy. You know, it's a Baruch Hashem because Klal Yisrael has. A Nishmas Yisrael, a lot of time a Yid who will walk in the Beis Medrash will feel something. But a Goy walks in, it doesn't. It's just a lot of noise and banging and books. And, you know, he's not living the same reality you are. If Olam Haba were identical to a physical reality, the answer is yes. But Olam Haba is a tfisa. And Bemela, if you don't have that, that's exactly the point he's making. Yeah.
The way the Maharal explains it, he says, like, on the one hand, if a person is into Sfarim Chitzonim, on the other hand, if a person was using it for...
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yes, Leicha Shalamaka, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the other hand, if he's Leicha Shalamaka, and Lofi, the way Rabbi was Masvir before, that if a person has Dvarim Yutarim, so then he's disconnected from the Nekunis HaEmes. It comes out that it sounds like that the only way to be Shaykh to Olam Haba is with a very, very fine balance. And if a person gets knocked off even slightly, like Moshe, we find in Torah Shebichzav, we find in Chazal, we find in Rishonim, they do talk about Segulais. But if a person slightly goes off in his mind in the way he understands it and relates to it, so that, zo, he's gone. It sounds like almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'turnim b'riyaisav. Unless a person has that perfect balance, he's a goner.
You know, the Mishnah Lechas al Makosav is not from the big Averis, not that. It also seems like you go to one Rebbe too much, one school too much, and you're out. You know, it's a problem no matter what. you find Chazal like that. Reis ibn Ali umatim heim, if you know, Elyonim Olam Hafach Reis, and the other hand is the mission of Kol Yisrael Reis Rekom Haba. So I guess we need to understand it as follows. It's like the difference between fine-tuning and coarser tuning. Kol Yisrael be'etzem, like mitzad nishmaseyem, have a sense of Olam Haba, and that will lead them all to Olam Haba. How a Kadosh Baruch Hu will fix the mistakes, that's Gehenim, that's whatever it is, Chibud HaKeva, all of these are inyanim a Kadosh Baruch Hu does to rectify a person so that the person be shayach to the Olam that's Ruchni. And the Mishnah appoints certain activities, and obviously these are all things that if you have Rogel Bekach, in other words, it's not an Aveira where there's specific punishment. Every time a person says Chelvach Monsan, there's a curse for that. There's no two ways out of that. But here we're talking about a derech hachaim. In other words, what are the inyanim that you need to be careful from? These are inyanim that degrade your sense of what Olam Haba is. Until if a person is fully dovek in it, he's completely gone. So the balance would be between, it's not, these are not one-time things. And yes, it's a little bit mechalical, but there's a range of things that a Kodesh Baruch would be misakin, but the person has be'etzim the tefisa and achiza. And then there are things that are just not, fixable. So he's pointing out the mahalach, not the specific, aveir and so on.
Yeah, but let's say the mashal, a guy who is a tremendous ilui, a tremendous machadish, and he's zeicher maybe out of 1,000 chidushim that he says, maybe one time out of 1,000 that he's mechaven ala emes. So he has 999 things in his head every single time he does 1,000 that are totally miutar. So how does that fit into this picture?
The difference, first of all, I mean, the Gemara itself, the Gemara itself has tons of havaminas that are nifrach, and yet if a person learns a havamina, he has to make Bersa Torah on it. There's havamina that brings to emes, and then there's going into an area, the approach of Svarim Chitzonim is Chitzoni. The approach of it is that there are things that exist other in Rosh Hashanah, there are amitius, objective amitius, as opposed to in Torah itself, a person, 100%, but all of the havaminas that lead up to emes, if a person is looking for emes, it doesn't mean that every single thing that he says is emes. Like you said, 999 things would not be emes, but they all led to the emes. I mean, Reb Chaim Vriska said Torah all of his life, we have 100 shtiklach from him, that's it. Every average in the Monarchy at Sefer today has at least 6 volumes of 1,000 shtiklach. What happened to Reb Chaim? The answer is, like Reb Chaim told, Reb Chaim got rid of anything that he didn't feel was flawless. It took him a lifetime. He published only, some of Inheritus Ptira. He didn't publish. He put it all together. The Rav, the reason was, and the reason why they published that Kufa was that they said it could be tomorrow, I'll understand differently. So I can't publish something that I'm not sure that I'm saying the emes. When I finish my task in this world, that's the best I could do. That's what I could contribute to the world. So anything that leads to emes is also emes. Every havamina that gets slugged up brings you a step closer to emes. Masha'inkin, if a person is the chatkila looking the wrong place, where a person is searching in places where emes does not exist, that's where we have a problem.